the National Zoo are closed due to inclement weather.
You think inclement weather? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, we're talking like 14 inches of snow. I'll say inclement weather. Man, the Northeast slammed with Snowmageddon Part 5. Kids are going to be going to school with suntan lotion in their backpack. Yeah. Mom, I'm going to school. Don't get sunburned. It's that bad. Snow plows, accidents. They say snow in about 49 states, some of it lingering from before. And the dumbest move of all, the mayor of New York City, 6 weeks into the gig, says schools are open on Thursday, so lots of buses slip sliding away as they took off with the kiddies, picking them up and white-knuckling it all the way to the school. By 9 o'clock in the morning, 7 inches had fallen. Who knew? Only the National Weather Service. De Blasio says, well, I heard it was only going to be 3 inches, so I thought we should leave the schools open. What a blunder. What a blunder. That's why you have to stay up late and check, check, check back again and again and again. What a bad prediction. So far, strike one for de Blasio. Because this winter is different than all other winters. If we watched Atlanta, we saw thousands of people in cars stranded for a full day. Even though they had lots of warnings about the storm, poor planning. We also saw in Raleigh, North Carolina, there were screw-ups there, people stranded. Come on, wake up. Got to pay attention to what the forecast says. Got to watch the weather service. Most popular people now on the tube, no longer the sports guy. No longer the financial person. No longer the pretty anchor woman. It's the weather person with the kooky bow tie or the wild name or whatever. People are watching for the weather because of the insanity that the winter has thrown upon us this time around, without a doubt. And what a weekend to be socked in. Valentine's weekend. Forget the flower deliveries. You'll have to go and get them next week. Because there's just no way with the way the snow is, very few flowers would be delivered. I cannot believe it. In fact, although it was more tongue-in-cheek, I think, than anything, the Georgia Sheriff's Office canceled Valentine's Day. Because they were probably thinking, oh, I know it. Some idiots are going to go out there and they're going to try to get flowers and the florist won't even be open. So what happened was they said men who live in the designated no Valentine's Day zone are exempt from having to run out and buy lottery scratchers and Hershey bars from the corner stores until February 18th, 2014 due to ice, snow, freezing rain. So it's all those people north of I-16, basically up to the Georgia-Tennessee border. It's not worth it. Pull out a movie, watch a movie, make some popcorn. Cuddle. How about that? Cuddle. Some sad things have happened as a result of the storms. The saddest, hands down, is the pregnant woman who was hit by the snowplow, 9 months pregnant in New York. Oh, heartbreaking. The poor guy who backed into her, they said hours afterwards, he was so distraught, he was just walking in circles in the parking lot where it all happened. The visibility was terrible. The baby, they delivered by cesarean section, but the baby's in critical condition, so not sure where that's all going to go. Sad. Sad to call that family. That'd be a tough one to make. There were a few things that happened on the Hill, although most skedaddled. February 24th, they're back in action. Yeah, another couple of weeks off. Senator John McCain had Afghanistan on his mind this week. He talked about something very specific. Take a listen.
Many of these people were caught red-handed. The tests on the on their fingers of explosives on their hands.
Talking about John McCain, prisoners who killed Americans. And for all of the criticisms of Hamid Karzai, for all the things that have happened over the 12 years, John McCain makes a very, very good point. And he talks about the promises in the Afghanistan war and, you know, where are we in this position? And why are we in this position? And then look what happens again. Crazy blowback. Crazy. And we're not even out of this, we're not even out of this situation because the agreement hasn't been signed yet at this point. It hasn't been signed. And will it be signed or will it be signed at the last second? That's the question. Karzai's there to take the money. He was happy to get the help. But then all of a sudden, there's a change of heart. And why is that? Is that dealing with the Taliban? Maybe. Maybe. Coming up on America Tonight, we have our cheap movie reviews. For some people, you might be able to get out and see a movie. For others, I wouldn't advise it. In fact, you might check with the movie theaters to make sure they're even open. Good time to stream a movie indoors. Good time to relax in your sweats and catch up with an old book, but not a good time probably to trudge out to the theater. However, there are parts of the country where we can get out. It might be really, really cold, like in Minnesota or Texas, although the crazy weather in Texas one day, it's 28 degrees, the next it's 78. Over the weekend, temperatures are forecast to be in the upper 70s, maybe even 80. That is crazy. So while they're talking about more snow, more storm in the Northeast, they're talking about mega sun in Texas and other parts of the Southwest. It just goes to show you, there are some places, if you don't like the weather, stick around because it could change. And the Lone Star State certainly falls into that category. Movies coming up around the bend.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Song. I don't care if you're in your 20s or you're 70. You gotta like the dulcet tones there. That is good stuff. Great choice for Valentine's Day weekend here on America Tonight. Time for that cheap movie review. We'll rifle through a few of the movies. Some of them you'll want to, I think two of them you'd probably want to stream. If you're in a weather-related place where you're getting creamed by the snow, don't go out and see any of these movies. Don't go out. Don't go sliding around all over the place. Okay, the first one is, remember RoboCop? RoboCop is back. Check it out.
You ready? This Detective Alex Murphy and Officer Down.
We are on the eve of a technological revolution.
We need to give Americans a figure they can rally behind. Give your mom a kiss.
My baby.
Too slow, boy.
We're going to put a man inside a machine.
He suffered fourth-degree burns over 80% of his body. If he survives, he'll be paralyzed from the waist down, confined to a wheelchair.
You say you can save him, but what does that mean? What kind of life will he have?
What kind of suit is this?
It's not a suit, it's you.
What the hell did you do to me?
Make him more tactical, make him look, let's go with black.
When the machine fights, the system releases signals into Alex's brain, making him think he's in control. But he's not. It's the illusion of free will.
I've selected 13 targets, all wanted for murder.
This is the future of American justice.
Alex! You need to speak to your son.
Somehow, he's overriding the system's priorities.
The human element will always be present. Compassion, fear, instinct. They will always interfere with the system.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
RoboCop, you recognize some of the names. Here are some of the others. Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Abby Cornish. So how about that? 2028, that is the year. We jump to a love movie about last night.
So, tell me.
Tell you what?
About last night. I meet this girl.
She gets drunk, I get drunk, and we go back to my place.
So this Bernie's got a pair. It's ladies' night. I'm down. I'm talking dirty. I am impressing myself.
I made her feel like good and evil hung in a balance. You need to go meet a nice-looking female, take her back to your place, turn her out. You know what your problem is? You're too damn good-looking.
What?
Best thing that can happen to your face is an industrial accident.
This is my roommate, Debbie Sullivan.
This is Danny Martin.
Nice to meet you.
If you love me, say you
will. I can't believe I slept with him on the first date.
Tell me everything.
His eyes, his body, his mouth. He did it.
But what?
Shaking your hand.
Why?
Debbie, man. How do you know this?
The roommate, your girl or my girl?
She's not my girl.
Did you text her, Danny?
I don't have her number.
You're gonna get it? After all that stuff you did last night, she's gonna find you.
I'm gonna be a good friend and pretend like you didn't just say that.
I'm gonna be a good friend and act like I didn't see you check Facebook for a friend request. What are you, a 13-year-old girl?
All right, get on top.
I'm not getting on top. You gotta get on top.
I got on top the last time.
Rock, paper, scissors. Loser, get on top.
Okay, all right.
One, three. That's a tie, so we gotta go from the side.
Okay.
Danny!
Hey!
Doggies!
Oh,
God, I love you.
I love you, too.
No. Who said I love you first?
She did.
Women approach that phrase with a tactical strategy normally reserved for an anti-terrorist strike team.
This was no accident. That was an ambush. This was definitely a disaster.
Is that bad to be the first one to say?
Yes, it is. Whoever says I love you first
cares more.
Let's just disappear. Join witness protection because you're screwed.
He broke up with me.
She broke up with me.
Who are you waving those singles at?
Joe!
There ain't no magic in that mini, Mike.
Man, I'm seeing a difference in you. I feel like it's because of her. I'm kind of jealous. I'm really happy for you.
Really?
Hell no. This is stupid.
Really? And I know I've said it a million
times. Oh, I'll get it.
You got it?
That's
right.
Girl, you look good.
Ooh. Looks really good.
Thank you, girl. Listen to me. The food is vile. Do not swallow the food. You wait till she's not looking. Spit it in the bag. Get low. Do it fast because the food eat through the bag. She'll smell it. You and y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
All right, Robert Patrick, Bruce Greenwood in this one coming up about last night. Kevin Hart, who's hot right now. And Regina Hall, Joy, Brian. Endless Love is what you think it's about. Check it out.
Welcome to the Inn.
Girl looks like that, has that much dough, can't be real.
She spent the past 2 years with her nose in a book.
Easy. You coming?
You're stealing his car?
No, borrow. Come on.
The lights are on.
All right, David.
What are your future plans?
I don't need much. Just a nice girl to come home to.
But you're not home.
That's quite a performance you put on at dinner.
Your mind is not your own. You can't sleep, you can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep. You is all you need.
I haven't done this before.
She would never act this way before.
I've never felt this way about anyone.
Can you come here? You drive me crazy.
Doesn't it ever worry you? She wasn't out of experiencing the world.
I love it so much.
You strike me as a guy who does have a few secrets. Tell me I'm wrong.
That was a long time ago.
Tell me to stay.
You had a whole life before her. You think he's calling the cops?
She's been digging into his past.
David's not a criminal.
Why would you keep that a secret?
I warn you.
I'm scared.
All right, you get the gist there. I like this movie coming up. I will rent this eventually. Russell Crowe, once it gets there. William Hurt, Will Smith, Winter's Tale.
Squeaks.
You have a gun?
I was just robbing the place, you know?
Is that still your intention?
No, it isn't.
Well, then. I suppose the polite thing to do would be to offer you a cup of tea. You steal things?
I do steal things, yeah, from time to time. Lately, I've been having a bit of a disagreement with an old boss, though.
Peter Lake. I want to kill him, and I want him to stay dead.
What's the best thing you've ever stolen?
I'm beginning to think I haven't stolen it yet. Possibly beautiful.
What is your relationship to Beverly? Are you aware of her condition?
She's dying.
If you don't love me now, I will.
I've been blackening souls and crushing miracles for longer than I can remember.
Yours is the kind of love that makes the world warm and light. The kind of love that can save her.
You'll not be saving anyone.
I'm Abby. What's your name?
I don't know. I've had no memory for as long as I can remember. I appreciate the help.
All right. Happy it's Valentine's Day weekend.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I'll tell you what, when I look at what's happening across America and I see all these snow totals coming in and dealing with ice myself, I have to tell you, friends, I wish I was back in Grenada. In fact, I'm thinking I need a career. I have to call my pals from St. George's and figure out something I can do. We can broadcast the show from there, for goodness sake. It's ridiculous. I mean, everyone I know is losing their voice, including me. So who better to have on the show than someone I met when I was down there for that virology workshop that was just tremendous. As many of you know, we've been talking about it, thanks to the Global Virus Network and Windriff and, of course, St. George's. Amy Baldwin, who is the Deputy Course Director for Medical Microbiology and also the Director for the Medical Selective Graduate Course, Current Topics in Medical Virology. I wonder what kind of grade I would get in that course. She took us through just this incredibly simplistic but such a great way to explain a microbe and what you're looking at and viruses and that kind of stuff that I thought, you know, I had microbiology when I was at Ohio University, and I thought, if only I had Dr. Amy teaching me, I probably would have gotten an A+ instead of an A-. So without further ado, she is in our virtual green room, probably somewhere beautiful and nice. She's staring at the sun, and it's probably 80 degrees, and she has flip-flops on, and I'm so jealous. Amy, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So this is the thing. People don't understand, unless they have a medical background or they've had a couple of classes in it. I mean, you know this, that people don't really understand, I think, viruses. Just the simple, just the most simple things about a virus, how it started, the spread, diagnosing it, all that kind of thing. So I'm going to ask you the question that you addressed that just really hit the bullseye for a lot of people. What is a virus?
Oh, right. It's actually, it doesn't have a simple answer, as you well remember, but it is an entity, a microbe, that has to be able to attach to a host cell, invade a host cell, and use the host cell to replicate itself. So it's different than a lot of other microbes like bacteria and certain fungi in that respect, because most people actually don't even consider a virus a living entity. Mm. Most people will debate and say that viruses are not alive. So they're very different with respect to other microbes. But something that also sets them apart a little differently, especially in my opinion, is the fact that they are so diverse. So You have ones that can range in size from about 3,000 bases for their genome up to now over even a million, if not 2 million, bases or base pairs in their genomes, especially with the discovery, the recent, relatively recent discovery of gyruses or giant viruses that has taken place in the last few years or so.
And they can
cause a range of anything. You can have, you can be infected. In fact, you probably are on a daily basis, but most viruses actually don't cause clinical symptoms.
Mm.
But when they do, they can range from being very minimal to being quite severe and resulting in death.
Yeah. Well, and the goal of the virus is to multiply, multiply, multiply. That's why it's so tough, isn't it, to knock it out, especially when you get any kind of an acute infection, right?
Exactly. It is there to replicate itself as fast and furiously as it can. So it is definitely quantity and not quality. And it's amazing. You can have just thousands, tens of thousands, so many virions being produced from one cell. But again, it's quantity, not quality. So you're doing good if you're a virus to have 1% of those particles to be infectious.
Yeah.
But they can be so powerful and powerfully infectious that may be all you need.
Yeah. And then when you get a virus, because it's like I said, you know, I get on the plane and I see people with masks on, a handful of them. And, of course, I was pretty healthy and I caught a severe cold that really hung on for a couple of weeks. I mean, and that's an influenza kind of thing. But, you know, there's obviously more serious things that we're talking about with viruses. But when you get sick from a virus, there's a couple of ways, right, you can try to knock it down. And one is the obvious way, your body trying to fight it naturally, the innate way. But the other way, the adaptive way, of course, is what's so key to when you're doing research and whatnot, is to try to kill the infected cells, right? And when you're working on things like you are, that's part of the research process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. Everything can range. There's probably at least 100 different types of rhinovirus that could have been responsible for your cold as well as influenza, et cetera. But you're right. We can go about it in many different ways. And your body naturally fighting the infection can actually be the cause of a lot of your symptoms.
Yeah.
The way symptoms go, this could be because, you know, of your symptoms from your own immune system.
Mm-hmm.
But to fight it from taking care of the virus point of view, it becomes difficult. For example, my field, which is viral oncology, about 20% of all cancers have some association with a virus infection. And that number probably is going to climb as we learn more. But sometimes these viruses aren't even replicating anymore in the cells. They've just left their sequences behind. And if those sequences happen to produce oncoproteins or happen to regulate the production of either enhancers or repressors of the cell cycle, you can actually push the cell into an uncontrolled state, and that then can result eventually in cancer if unchecked.
Wow. And as you said, that's one of the things. That's, you're doing research on projects like HPV and cervical cancer. Are we seeing, it seems like we're seeing an increase, I hate to say, in cervical cancer. And I think I heard you mention it's a shame because there's things here that we can work with. This can be preventable. How close are we in these areas?
Well, it depends on where you live, basically. And it also depends on your access to health care. So the Pap smear has been an invaluable tool in reducing the number of cases of cervical cancer in the States and Europe and other parts of the world. It's even reduced it as far down as 80-90% than what we saw before the introduction of the Pap smear. So that's one tool that we know works and we know we can use. But women, of course, have to go and see a physician and get a Pap smear to be able to have that screening procedure be effective. Another tool that we have now is the currently available vaccine. And the current vaccine that's offered in the U.S. is going to protect against two of the high-risk subtypes of HPV. And we call them high-risk subtypes because of their propensity to cause cancer. The low-risk subtypes generally lead to things like genital warts, et cetera. So these high-risk subtypes that the vaccine protects against is going to be useful in about, from the statistics that we have from the U.S. and other parts of the world, can help reduce about 70% of those cervical cancer cases.
But again, we
have to have uptake of the vaccine as well to see the full effect. And in the U.S., the uptake isn't nearly, of course, what anyone would want to see as far as reduction of cervical cancer from the vaccine being available. In other countries around the world, it's a lot higher than the U.S. because of the differences in healthcare systems, differences in accessibility, et cetera.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, of course, as you know, you just touched the third rail. That's the vaccine is controversial. There was a lot of controversy over that with some statements that the governor of Texas made at one point a couple of years ago. And there's a back-and-forth conversation about that, as is always, it seems to be, when sometimes you get reports that break that don't have facts and whatnot. And we've talked about that here on America Tonight. This is the most important question I'm going to ask you, by the way. So
okay.
You go to school at Florida State. So that's warm weather. You grow up in Georgia. Somehow you end up in Boston of all places. And I guess by the time you got to Boston, you decided, listen, I got to go to an island. I'm going to grab my husband and I'm going to go to an island and I can work, I can research, and I can just be in shorts and flip-flops and a lab coat. What took you on your career path? Because you have a really interesting career where you worked at the CDC and whatnot, and obviously you've worked on some interesting cases and researched some very important things, obviously. How did you end up at St. George's?
Well, it has been an interesting path. I have kept an open mind, and that helps. But I actually left Boston in 2008 because an opportunity presented itself to come and teach medical students, but also have some small research projects. And there were a lot of factors that came into play there. As you well remember, the economy was starting to decline at a very fast rate.
Yeah.
And at that time, I believe the funding rate for the National Cancer Institute was around 12% or so. And with the upcoming bottoming out of the economy, all the scientists, of course, and they still do, braced for even worse funding rates and chances and worse times ahead. And so the funding rates, the economy, all of that came into consideration in my move down here because I was at a point where I was trying to find a position to start up a lab in the U.S. With those facing those factors. So that had a huge part to play in my decision in coming down here.
Yeah, well, good for you, Dr. Amy. You're a great teacher, and thank you for coming on America Tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Like that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people who aren't going to get flowers because there is no way they're delivering flowers for most of the East Coast. I'm sorry. People have to go pick them up if they can even pick them up. Maybe later in the day. It's bad. I mean, more snow is piling on as I speak. Maybe an IOU. Bummer. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. I see the bimbo out of her cave, Palin, jumping all over this bitch now.
Oh, she liked Chris Christie before.
Yeah. Now she's trying to get me. I think she's trying to position herself, but she's trying to try to get me. They had nobody else to run her.
Yeah.
And I think Boehner, he's getting ready to be a Democrat.
I said that. I wrote a poem. I wrote a Valentine where I said this, Rick. I said, times have gotten tough. I thought you loved me enough. Let it never be said that I left you for dead, but bring on the Dems, John Boehner. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
He can't take the Tea Party crush.
Nah. Well, a bunch of wackos in LA. He's a pretty physical guy, so I think he just wants to get away from him. Too far out there for him.
Yeah.
And I think he might make run for president if he ran on Democrat side.
Oh, he would never get. Are you kidding? He would never get elected, Rick. Oh.
Don't they so?
No, I have to have Bob Ney back on. He would faint if he heard you say that. Oh, no, because there are bodies buried around Boehner, trust me. There are things that have not come out about Boehner. No, if he tried to be a turncoat to the Republicans and jumped on the Democratic side like Arlen Specter was pinging back and forth, no way, that wouldn't work for him.
That boy's on loose. But he missed McConnell, but they're definitely over him now.
Yeah.
Because he's on party, so they're trying to get rid of him. I think somebody out in Oklahoma they're trying to get rid of. I think one in Indiana, Ohio, they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
He's going to lose all his support if they get rid of him.
Yep.
But just Chris Christie, you know, if he's guilty, he's all get out. I come from the state of Illinois, and we sent our last two governors to jail. But the exact same thing he's done, shaking out people, taking bribes, abusing his power and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's going down. He won't be the presidential nominee. I don't know if he loses the governorship, but he won't be the presidential nominee now.
Well, they look better with agents of the name now. Well, that hurricane money, he ties them off, so. I think they're going to get him on that.
I don't know because here's what the true story is on that. Supposedly, they tried to get like Bruce Springsteen and they tried to have a couple of other famous New Jersey people do these spots and they got the money for the media buys and then it had to be, it fell into his lap like, okay, you have to do it because none of these other people can do it. So Bon Jovi can't do it. This person can't do it. You have to do it. So if he can prove that, that I heard it came from the White House. Yeah, that's cool. Do it. Well, then they can't nail him on that. But I think what you said, the other statement you said about the whole abusing the power, it's like the bullying thing, that's going to come back to haunt him, and it already is.
Yeah, he's going to shake it down that mayor, try and get that project through. So.
Yep.
And I think the best case, buddy, I want to try to build those projects, see what kind of sweetheart deals he had before it's all come about. They're in there digging.
Yeah, they're in there digging.
I just want to be the bully. Boy, he's in grade school.
Yeah.
Get out of his way because he wants things that didn't. About pushing people around, play yards, all that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not working. It's not working for him. Rick, have a great Valentine's weekend. It's not working for him. That's the problem. I mean, Tony Soprano, I love James Gandolfini's portrayal of Tony Soprano, but Tony Soprano doesn't work on the grand stage, and it doesn't work when you infuriate somebody in New Jersey. So it was working with how he was running and the straight talking and all of that until all these things started to happen, like the closures, the lane closures especially. Dumping the AIDS because he had to do that. The bullying thing definitely does. I just don't think it plays. It definitely doesn't play on the national stage. He's not going to be the Republican candidate. I mean, who was cheering the loudest? It's funny. Rick said, oh, the Tea Party wackos, but the Tea Party has strength. I don't think the Tea Party is toast at all. And there are extreme elements, like in a lot of the parties, there are extreme elements to it. But Ted Cruz has a huge following. In fact, I had dinner tonight with a friend who was at the National Prayer Breakfast and said that she didn't even realize it, but she had run into his father, who is a guy who escaped from Cuba, and he was talking to a lot of different people about personally what he was doing, and didn't say, oh, you know, I'm his father, until way later in the conversation. And he has also a lot of Hispanic people that like him as well. And there is some push. I don't know that he's the nominee, but there is some push for Ted Cruz, that he's like the straight talking guy in a different way. Even if you think he's way off the charts, the pendulum swung too far off the charts for you, he's that other guy separate from the Chris Christie bully type. And he definitely has more of a chance on that bench than Christie does. I don't think he's the guy, but he has more of a chance. He has more of a chance to be the VP, certainly. So, in fact, Cruz and Mike Lee introduced a bill on Wednesday of this week to keep states from being forced to recognize marriages and spouses from same-sex unions in other states. And what they said was, or what Cruz said, is under the president, the federal government has tried to redefine marriage and to undermine the constitutional authority of each state to define marriage consistent with the value of its citizens. So, because his belief is, let the citizens of every state decide, let them just decide it. And that bill came after Eric Holder on Monday ordered the Justice Department to treat all same-sex marriages the same, even if the couple involved doesn't currently live in a state that recognizes same-sex marriage. So that would apply to those couples that deal with the federal government, but it wouldn't apply to state laws that deal with issues like spousal benefits. Something to think about. Interesting, huh? I don't think it goes very far, by the way, but it's a statement and it's a platform. Happy Valentine's Day weekend.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.